Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The shortstop, Danny Thompson. Batting third. The second baseman, Steve Braun. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bobby Darwin. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Nettles. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bert Blyeven. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bert Blyeven. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Egan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rich Morales. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Bradley. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tom Bradley. And now, play ball. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tovar. The throw from Egan and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tovar scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun takes first base on ball four. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Twins. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin strikes out. Two outs. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly takes first base on ball four. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a fly ball into left field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a fly ball into center field. Johnstone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof strikes out. Two outs. Bert Blyeven is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blyeven is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton strikes out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan hits a fly ball into left field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a fly ball into center field. Johnstone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Johnstone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Braun hits a line drive towards first. Allen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Bradley moves to second. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews hits a pop-up towards short. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Killebrew. Bradley moves to third. Kelly moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen strikes out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a pop-up towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Johnstone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-1 in the game. Darwin is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. Nettles hits a pop-up towards short. Morales settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnstone hits a fly ball into right field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0-for-1 in the game. Egan strikes out. Two outs. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bradley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-1 in the game. Soderholm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Soderholm. The throw from Egan and he is safe. Soderholm steals second. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-1 in the game. Roof strikes out. One out. Bert Blyevan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blyevan is 0-for-1 in the game. Blyevan strikes out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tovar is walked intentionally. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Kelly hits a fly ball into left field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-2 in the game. Andrews hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nettles. Andrews reaches second base with a double. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. Andrews moves to third. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andrews scores. It's 3-1, Twins. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allen moves to third. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnstone is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-2 in the game. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0-for-2 in the game. Egan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morales strikes out. One out. Jorge Horta pinch hits for Tom Bradley. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Braun scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bart Johnson now pitching. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 2 in the game. Nettles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Soderholm bunts towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Nettles moves to second. One out. Rod Carew pinch hits for Phil Roof. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is walked intentionally. Rich Reese pinch hits for Bert Blyeven. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Reese for the out. Nettles moves to third. Carew moves to second. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tovar is walked intentionally. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 3 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of John Stone who is chasing the ball. Thompson reaches third base with a triple. Nettles scores. Carew scores. Tovar goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, Twins. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Braun hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thompson scores. It's 7-1, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Dempsey now catching. Rich Reese now playing first base. Wayne Granger now pitching. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Braun scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Lemons now pitching. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0 for 3 in the game. Darwin is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nettles takes first base on ball 4. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnstone hits a fly ball into right field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Egan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morales strikes out. Two outs. Jim Qualls pinch hits for Dave Lemons. Jim Qualls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Qualls hits a fly ball into left field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Gossage now pitching. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-1 in the game. Reese strikes out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tovar moves to second. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Thompson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Tovar scores. It's 8-1, Twins. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kelly for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Andrews hits a pop-up towards short. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-4 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.